Welcome home to Coffee and Conversation, brought to you by The Hive Coffee and Bakehouse. They're on the South Public Square in Glasgow, and have a couple of special guests with me this morning. Brad Davis, good morning.
Good morning.
And Bo Bruton, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good to have you all here today, traveling over from Caverna. You made it through the fog, and appreciate you coming over this morning. You all are sponsors of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes at Caverna High School. Is that right?
Yes, correct.
And does that include middle school as well? Is there a middle school gathering?
Yes, there is.
Okay.
They usually gather with us.
Okay, good. Excellent. So we appreciate all you do. Now, Brad, you also teach industrial maintenance.
Yes, sir.
And how long have you been over at Caverna?
I've been there almost 9 years. Come January 1st, it'll be 9 years.
Okay. Don't blink. It'll be 30 before you turn around twice like I did, you know. And Bo, you are a teacher with Exceptional Childhood Special Education. Is that right?
Yes, correct.
And how long have you been at Caverna?
This is my second year there.
Okay. Well, wonderful. We're glad you're there. Now, you've got your t-shirt on wearing Fellowship of Christian Athletes there, established 1954, and you all have been sponsors, I guess, for a couple of years?
This is our second year.
Second year.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So just getting going with your huddle.
That's
over
right.
There. Okay, how's it going?
It's going good. We've seen some growth up to this point, and just trying to get more kids involved, just trying to get the word out, honestly, so they kind of get a better understanding of what FCA is.
Right. Well, it's a good opportunity for students to take the reins and be leaders in their school in regards to sharing their faith, isn't it?
It is. It is. Yeah, they can step out of their comfort zone a little bit, and honestly, I don't know, Bo, about 2 or 3 weeks ago, we actually had a student who led the service one morning.
So, okay, good. Excellent.
We're seeing kids grow and, you know, take that step of faith.
Well, good. That is good. And I'm sure it does your heart good, Bo, to see the kids come, right?
It sure does, yeah. I'm Mr. Davis here is actually a pastor. I'm kind of the donut guy. I bring the donuts for the huddle on Friday morning.
There you go. You know, we couldn't make it without the donut guy.
Yeah.
Sort of like the coffee guy that came brought us some nice coffee from the Hive this morning, you know. And that's a pretty good deal. And I guess your huddle meets weekly?
Yes, every Friday morning before school, we join there in the library and we pray and have a little devotion time and eat donuts.
And there you go. Well, it's a good way to get the day started, for sure.
Sure.
And I know the students appreciate that, appreciate what you do to allow the students that opportunity to come in. Now, something's happening, and not just for Caverna, but I believe a couple of other school systems are going to go in. You all are having a pancake breakfast coming up in the days ahead. Is that right?
Yes, coming up November 15th at the Wade Church in Horse Cave, Kentucky.
Okay.
We're having a pancake breakfast that will benefit Hart County, Caverna, and Edmondson County FCA chapters.
Okay.
And that's from 8 to 10 that morning there at the Way Church.
Okay. Well, that'll be a good opportunity. Horse Cave at the Way, and folks can come out and support not just one FCA huddle, but three.
That's right.
Well, that's good. That is good. I think Metcalf County did that this past weekend, and I know the South Central Kentucky FCA advisor, Matthew Riley, does a lot of work in visiting the schools and trying to encourage, and I know he stays busy, but we appreciate all the work he does as well.
Yeah, he's came visit us a few mornings, and we appreciate his work and his efforts into the area.
Excellent. I remember, and of course I go way back. I started teaching in 94 at Bering County High, and started as a huddle leader that year. Mr. Terry Reed asked me if I would help him with that, and I was glad to step into the role. And the different folks like Matthew that would come at that time, it was a fellow by the name of P.J. Throckmorton who lived in Campbellsville, Taylor County, and he traveled to this was before they had the setup with as many leaders as they have today in local areas. He covered like half the state back then.
Wow.
And would travel and bring Bibles for students and just bring a lot of emotional support. support, basically, and encouragement for the kids. So it was always good to have him. So we appreciate Matthew and the role that he does.
Absolutely.
For sure.
Yeah, he's been a help, and he's a support that we know we can call on anytime if we need anything.
That's good. That is wonderful. Well, I appreciate what you all are doing to have FCA, and I wish you the best, and we hope folks will come out and support the Pancake Breakfast only a couple of weeks from now. November 15th will be here before we turn around twice.
Yes, it will. And you can also keep up with our FCA Facebook page.
Okay.
It is Caverna High School FCA. Had to put in the whole thing. Caverna High School FCA. And me and my wife kind of help do that. We usually have some scriptures on there. I always put weekly meeting reminders on there. Try to take pictures at the meetings. We have a Spotify playlist with several hours of music that me and her kind of curated.
Cool. Wonderful. So
that's a good way to kind of try and reach out to people and stuff. So if you want to check that out, go ahead and hit up Facebook.
Good deal. Well, sounds good. Fellowship of Christian Athletes. FCA is alive and well at Caverna High School.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, Brad, thank you for stopping by this morning. Brad Davis.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for giving us the opportunity.
Hey, you're welcome. And Bo Bruton, appreciate you coming as well.
Thank you very much. And thank you to the High for this delicious drink here. Yeah,
well,
I've got here.
Thank you. Which one did you get again?
I got the Squire, which is a bourbon toffee latte. And I got mine cold. And it's very delicious.
Well, appreciate it. And I believe you got the Bee Perky.
That's
is that
correct.
Right?
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Okay. All teachers need a Bee Perky in the
you're
morning, right?
Especially on Monday mornings.
Yeah. Especially on Mondays. Gentlemen, thank you all for being here this morning.
All right,
thank you so much.
7:42 on WCLU. Good morning.